tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello and welcome, everybody. It is the Switch to Birth AfterBuzz After Show here. We are talking about We Mourn, We Weep, We Love Again. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Hit subscribe. Go to iTunes. I'm so excited. Hit subscribe. Go to SoundCloud. I think you can subscribe there as well. I can't help but dance.
I love this song so much.
I'm your host, Yael Teagle. If you have not already, make sure you're following me on Twitter, at Yael Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. I'm also joined by Hannah Pritchard.
Hey. And y'all can follow me on Twitter, at the Hot Chat Dude.
And the voice of the chat.
Hey, oh, you can follow me at A-Torres-890. What up?
Woo! Awesome. Let's jump into We Mourn, We Weep, We Love Again. Can we talk about how long these stupid names are?
It's way too long. Yeah. It's way too long. I feel like you didn't breathe throughout it. Can you breathe?
Nope. This episode had a lot of...
Emotions.
It had like one storyline throughout, but we saw different aspects. We were remembering Angelo. Shout out to the amazing fans who picked up on that last week when we were like, who's going to die? And a lot of people were like, oh, she's just going to deal with somebody else dying and think about Angelo.
Right. Like, did y'all read spoilers?
I feel like it was probably in the episode description.
Really?
Okay,
great.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's quickly start with the Kenish money drama because we can get out of the way.
Like, I just wish I liked this storyline and I wish I cared about it, but like the way that I go into snooze mode every time, yeah, it's really, really bad.
The worst part is I loved D.W. Moffat so much. And I'm like, I don't care about your money troubles.
I know. I mean, like, I definitely thought the way the storyline with it tonight was a little bit more, like, cute and, or not tonight, last night, was a little bit more, like, cute and fun, showed, sure, like, a little bit of a cute side of their relationship, them, like, doing little odd things together. Uh-huh. But, like, I still just don't really care.
Right. I will bring up, like, there were... The idea of selling the car wash came up, and I was like, yeah, there's a problem solver.
For real, because I honestly, like, sometimes I forget that he is, like, a famous sport person and owns a car wash. And sometimes, right, I forget that that's, like, his, like, big thing. Like, that was his dream, is this, my car wash. And I'm like, bro, let's sell the car wash.
I think it's a chain of car washes.
Whatever it is, I don't care. I'm like, it's a car wash. So, that's awful. Sorry.
No, what bothered me was we see this woman who comes in and is super excited about Catherine. And I was like, rebrand it. Like, she had an idea of, oh, we should repaint it. No, rebrand it as her car wash.
Exactly.
That would, you know.
Now she's like the name of the,
right,
family.
Yeah. Anyway, so they start looking into endorsements. They're sad because they think they're more high end, and the endorsement people think they're peeing into golf clubs.
Which was hilarious.
Yeah.
Which I had questions about that, but it's really irrelevant to the storyline, so it really doesn't matter.
What kind of questions? Like, how it works?
Well, I was just kind of, like, I was like, that clearly would not work out, because I feel like a golf club has to have a certain density in order to hit the ball properly. So this was just a stupid... Well, then, I don't understand that. I thought it was multi-purpose.
No. It's to sit in your golf club's bag. I don't remember what those are called. The bag.
So you wouldn't actually... So that is like, so dumb.
You know, it's real dumb. Also,
but, like, hilarious.
Also, I was going to say, I think that opening was a little small.
Oh, totally. I would love to see the angle in which that would have to be held, yeah, to make that work or whatnot. Yeah. Or I have no idea. But
moving on.
But the thought that they put that imagery in our mind in tonight's episode, thank you.
I mean, I would appreciate it, seeing that image of,
okay,
D.W. Moffat using it.
Okay, but I actually did love the whole, like, Lady Viagra kind of thing. I was like, go for it, Catherine.
Well,
do it.
It makes sense.
It does make sense.
It's on brand. Anyway, regardless, that storyline was dumb. So it gets solved in the end with the Regina problem, which, whatever.
Right.
We'll talk about that when we talk about Regina. Speaking of, let's move into Regina. Because that was,
okay, great.
Really, that was all there was about this Kennish money drama.
Yeah, that stuff's not going to matter until what's his butt and the baby.
Yeah.
It won't matter to me until then.
Okay, so Toby and Lily and the baby, is that the baby you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right, so Bay and Regina and, okay, we're mourning Angelo's death on his birthday, which I really loved that we got the flashbacks because, oh, Jill Marini.
Right.
Which reminds me that Regina has amazing taste in men.
For real.
Yeah.
She has hit, like, the casting lottery on yeah. that show. You know what I mean?
Yes.
She is making out with some beautiful, just, like, stallions. Yeah. Like,
applause for Constance Marie.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
What a life.
For real.
I'm hot just thinking about it. Yeah, Constance deserves that, 100%. All right, so she's moving in. Bay is sad about the moving in, and we discover the truth behind that is the other things we're dealing with, that Bay, you know, Angelo's birthday and whatnot.
Right, which I did actually like that. I thought that was very understandable what Bay was saying to her about moving, and, like, yes, Bay will not be living there herself. She will be going to college and stuff like that. But I feel like when people leave to go to college or move away from their home, they, like, want their parents to go and do whatever, but at the same time, when they come home, they want it to be exactly how it right. was when they left.
Well, because they're going on to this new right. chapter, and what they need is they need the stability of coming home.
Yes.
And it being...
their home.
Home, and the way that they remember, so that if something bad happens, they can come home
yeah.
or whatever. So, I get it, but then we have this whole... So... Bay doesn't know the situation with Eric and his son.
No.
Which I feel like is super messed up that we have, that, like, Daphne knows and Bay doesn't.
I agree.
And that, you know, Bay is probably feeling that, especially with the, you know, they're moving in together and I didn't know and whatever situation. Bay's just dealing with a lot of stuff.
Bay gets left out of everything. Like, you know how I feel about Bay and Daphne and everything, and I'm always like, somebody cut Bay some slack.
Yeah, okay.
Let's help Bay out.
Sure.
Tell Bay things. I felt bad for Bay in this episode. I mean, I felt bad for all of them, but it bothered me that they weren't, like, mourning together and that everybody had better things to do than be like, this is the first birthday of his since right. his passing. We should be doing something. But I have these plans, and they're a little bit more important. So, you know, we'll mourn a different day.
I just think since Bay was the one who wanted Angelo in their life. And,
yeah.
And Daphne still always held on to this distance between them.
Right.
And then Regina had a life with him. And I love that she points out that, like, she always forgot his birthday. I was like, oh, like, that makes sense now.
It does.
And that's a cute thing that, like, oh, she never remembers his birthday because she's terrible. Adorbs, right?
It actually is true. It's kind of endearing.
So we hear a lot more about Bay's Spanish lessons. We learn our colors. But I was just thinking, like, how ridiculous that... Vanessa Morano, who plays Bay, had to learn ASL, has to learn Spanish. Like, this poor girl is being forced to learn a bazillion languages.
Well, she's going to walk out of the experience a better woman.
Yeah, she's
going right?
to get cast in anything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Well, and I wonder, because I feel like she has, like, an ethnic look to her that, like, learning Spanish, she may actually already know Spanish. I feel like she probably does.
You're such an actor.
But I believe that she probably does. And if she doesn't, then it's going to help her book other stuff.
Great. So there's the Frida Kahlo program in Mexico. She has this interview with the newspaper lady about the bench project she's doing.
I really liked that interview.
So I like that the way she answered the question about, you know, how she dealt with the loss of her father. And, like, that's why she committed the crime. Because the way she,
right.
at first, I was like, you're about to... F up. But then it turned out to be like, oh, the reason you lost your mind and committed a crime was because you had kept it in so
yeah.
much. So, like, it even made sense at this
yeah.
point.
Yeah, which I love that was, like, the reason that she gave, even though she didn't even commit the crime. Right. But I love that that was the reason she gave, because I thought that was an interesting point and is true with a lot of people.
Right.
But at the same time, I really thought that she was about to tell the truth. And I was like, oh my God, she's finally going to come out and tell the truth right now. It's going to happen. Yes. No, I was stoked about it.
No, she would ruin everyone's life.
Daphne still needs to be punished.
We'll talk about Daphne and her punishment. So Regina's trying to move to Platte City, which is 45 minutes away. And then they finally come up with the bright idea that he should effing move in with
her. Like, why was that never a thought before?
Right. Like, when he first was like, I'm looking at apartments, I'm like, why? Don't you have an apartment? Like, couldn't she move in with you and the kid?
That's true.
Couldn't you move in with her? How many rooms do you need?
No more.
Yeah. Like, no more than you already have.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense to me that they were looking at other places.
I never even thought a thing about it.
And then it, of course, solves the financial problem we have.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to pay rent? We insist on paying rent.
Then what was the point of this whole financial issue if they were just going to solve it with what's his bum moving in? I don't think it's going to
solve all of it. I mean, they're going to sell the car washes, which I think is smart because no one works there.
Nobody needs the car wash.
And it lets John move on and do something else.
Yes, which he need, like, please.
He did the car washes. He was a senator. Oh, God, I forgot about the senator.
Loved
when he was a senator.
Of course you did.
Yeah, we have a question in the chat room while I think about him being a senator.
So, yes, you can do that. We have a couple things going on here. Apparently, Yale, you invited someone to come to watch the show. Her name is Miss Actress 04 on Twitter. She says Tara. She's here and she's hanging out in the chat.
Hi, Tara.
What do you guys, this is Matthew Guy. What do you think Bay, what do you think Bay would choose, Emmett or Travis this season?
I think if things got resolved, Emmett, right?
I think, yes.
She's not going to choose Travis, they're friends.
She would choose Travis out of spite. And that's the only reason, and then it would end up wrecking their friendship.
Yeah. She's not going to choose Travis. That's never going to happen. But excellent question. And Tara, thanks for joining us. On that note, I want to take a moment to thank everybody who's tuned in. Everybody in the chat roll, we really appreciate it. We have a voice of a chat roll just for you.
Heck yeah. Also, Brie in the chat has not watched the episode, but she's watching you guys because she loves you.
Brie,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care. It's worth it.
We're ruining everything for you. I'm sorry. Spoiler, it was a meh episode.
Ew.
But I want to thank you guys for tuning in, for joining us, for joining us in the chat room. We ask you every week to do a very simple thing, and that is to go to iTunes, hit subscribe, that way you don't miss an episode for those who are listening on audio, and leave a comment if you like us. Leave us a 5-star rating. You can write a review. Let us know what you love about our show. I'm kidding. That was, for those listening, that was me doing like a hair flip. Anyway. And tell us if you don't like something, leave us a 4-star rating and we'll work on whatever that is. We love Emmett, so it can't be that we're not Bemmett fans. Calm down.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. And if you leave us a review, we will read it on the air. Right, Alexis? Okay. We're going to do that.
Well, Tara K, also in the chat, we're going to get, I'll get to iTunes in a second. I wanted to say, I agree with Hannah. Daphne needs to get punished and realize there are consequences to her actions, and she can't just do things because she is deaf.
Thank you.
Also, AG Dollaholic 27 says, can you ask Yale and Hannah what they think John will do next?
Oh, like employment-wise?
I guess. I have no idea.
I mean, I could think of a few things. He could be a male model.
There's a whole industry for you, John.
Well, before we answer that, I have some shout-outs from the Twitterverse.
Oh, I know what I'll do.
Yeah, okay. So you think about that. You find the reviews. We got it, guys. Twitterverse shout-outs. Tara, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Devin and Marisha also commented and said a lot of great things on Twitter. Shout-outs to you guys. And Ryan, of course, welcome back. Ryan, you have a challenge for this next week, and it's find out what happened to Kayla.
No, he told me.
Oh.
Kayla's no longer on Twitter.
Oh. We miss her.
We miss her a lot. Kayla, if you're watching, will you just, like, at least comment? Like, when, like at least talk in the chat role?
Yeah, let us know you're alive.
We miss you. We want to make sure you're doing well.
Yeah. and somebody on YouTube, I was so excited about this. Okay, so somebody on YouTube let us know last week when there was the sport event. Somebody wrote, I know sports. The sport event that Travis mentioned was in January. So last week was January. The thing is, this week we're a week away from spring break, which is like April, right? And the other thing is, it was pointed out that he left for this event, for this sport thing, and it wasn't, he didn't have vacation days. Like, he cut school to go. That was mentioned in this episode.
Oh, I got the chills. I'm sorry.
That he cut school?
I have no idea. I just got the chills, and I, like, for anybody who's watching, in case it was on me, I did, like, an involuntary, like, spasm, so.
I'm really sad it wasn't on you. No, it's always on me. that was another hair flip right there. Do we have iTunes reviews?
Yeah. Turn my mic on so that people can hear me. We have it from Allegra456. The title is Love AfterBuzz Switched at Birth. 5 stars.
Aww, yay.
I love watching this show and think Yael and Hannah are hilarious. Just curious.
Stop it.
Just curious. From the past seasons,
yeah.
Emmett or Ty?
Oh, Ty.
Emmett.
Emmett. 100%
Emmett. There you go.
Emmett.
There's your question.
Yeah.
Or your answer.
Okay, so...
Don't worry, I was attracted to Ty, but...
Oh, yeah, no, Ty's great. He should just keep his mouth closed. sorry. I would feel the same way about Mingo, by the way.
No.
Especially this episode, where he's in that, that tank top and the bathing suit.
Mingo lives.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't care how wrong we were. Mingo lives.
Dingo? Dingo's the couple. Mingo's the guy.
Yeah, but Mingo lives and so does Dingo because Mingo lived.
Oh, okay. You mean like because he didn't die.
Yes.
I thought you meant like Dingo
lives on.
Yeah. what do you think John is going to do?
Okay, so I think that John's next step will either be some sort of like clothing or sporting, mm-hmm. like clothing line. Or he will coach some sort of team. Like he will go into professional coaching.
He loves his coaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's totally it. He's going to go back to... He's going to, like, coach at the school full-time.
Or what if he did sports management?
Oh, he'd be great at that. He'd be great at that. Travis.
And that would be, like, that... Sports management brings in a decent amount of money if he's managing good athletes, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's got all the connections. So, I mean,
right.
What are we doing, John Kenish?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, chat roll.
From Alec Bell. Would Daphne still even be able to get into legal trouble for her actions since Bay was already convicted?
I don't care. She just needs to be told on.
I think legally, yes. Maybe not.
But then, like, in situations like that, what do they do to Bay? Like, send her an apology letter?
No, the court apologizes on the record, and that's about it.
That's thank you for your apology.
Go on.
And Rebecca De La Rosa.
Hello.
Did you guys think Daphne is going to cheat on Mingo?
Okay, wait, we'll get to that.
That's
hold on to that.
I had thought.
We'll get to that. Let's talk about Daphne's situation this episode. So we have this whole spring break option. One is Mingo and one is Mexico. Mexico, I love that we brought back Gabe and Melody. When are we going to see him? Because he is so cute. Gabe was adorable. He was the redheaded audiologist.
Why am I totally blanking on Gabe?
Oh, when you see him, you'll go, oh, yeah. He's a ginger fox. What can I say?
Why am I totally blanking on Gabe?
I don't know,
I'm not happy
about
that.
I like
okay.
gingers. I do like gingers.
I like Emmett.
I like Daphne. She's
I have
old.
Issues
she's,
with her.
Wait, she's old, age appropriate for me. More so than Emmett. The point is this. So she goes, we open up on this training. That's the ginger. I like that.
Oh.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah, he is cute.
So
it's
we have
a
this
good structure right there.
Face structure?
Yeah.
Or just in general
both?
Structure? All right. So we have this crazy test in the beginning. Which, first off, what kind of school has time?
I have no idea. But, like, I was telling you beforehand, I'm, like, so glad it ended up being just, like, a reenactment kind of thing. Because I know that makeup was not fooling anybody.
I believe it was Tara. I hope it was Tara who was like, that makeup's stupid. Ignore my last tweet.
I love that
best
so much.
Best ever.
Dude, and, like, all I kept thinking, because at the very, very beginning when they're just showing shots of all these, like, injured extras around and they're like...
Right. Those listening, she's making faces.
Yeah. Making all these, like, And I was just like, dude, this... Please do not use this in your reel. This is not a rep of your acting.
You're such an actor.
I'm sorry, but then when they were like, it's a reenactment, I'm like, it's okay. I take back everything I say. You guys are fine. You're fine. You were acting like an actor.
Yeah, I think that is a skill right there. It's an amazing skill. They had
it
to.
Is.
You have to be a background actor who can act like you are acting.
Yep.
That's
tough.
That's very hard. All right. So then she's trying to become the dorm safety captain. She's going through this training. She has to go on a ride along in the ambulance. I'm going to say it right here now. I ship her and the EMT guy.
I thought the same thing. I'm sorry. I'm a Dingo fan, obviously. But, like, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, so we going to make out soon?
There was a facepalm from the voice of the chat.
I'm sorry, but I was waiting for it. Like, when he chased her out of that bar, I was like, oh, yeah, put your arm around her. Put your arm around her. Take off that.
Smooth as glass on this one. Opinion from voice of the chat. Smooth as glass.
Thank you.
I'll say this. I want to give this whole half season so far, right? We had an amazing performance from Ryan, who plays Travis. We had last week an amazing performance from Toby and DW. And this week was Katie's turn.
Yeah, Katie was completely amazing. Agree with you.
That said, I think next week is going to be Emmett's turn to be an amazing performance.
Show up, bro.
Yeah.
Don't bring the beanie.
The douche beanie? Right?
Leave the beanie at home.
Trending with our fans.
I thought that was really funny.
I mean, that's what it was. So, we were all predicting onto who was going to die, and it was some arbitrary stranger just to remind Daphne that she's still dealing with the loss. And yeah. I think that is her punishment. I'm going to go there. I'm going to be all maternal. She's still dealing with it. And
I'm so mad at what you just did right there.
I think she hasn't actually dealt with the problem.
No, she hasn't. She hasn't. But that can't be her punishment because they're all going through that. No. No, 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 no. No, no. No.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
No.
All right.
Just kidding. Okay, yes, I do want to add, actually. Yeah. For some reason, though, it bothered me her questioning the EMTs in the bar afterwards. Like, that bothered me, actually.
Like, they're not going to remember.
Yeah, and also, I'm like, what do you want them to say? They watch death all the time.
Right.
Like, it's kind of an inappropriate question to ask and kind of a selfish one. I was like, you're making these people, if they did remember, relive one of the many experiences where they've watched somebody pass away.
I love, though, that he's like, was it this car?
I know.
I was like, remember you're a car guy? You're a car guy?
You're a car guy.
It's like a sport guy. They remember weird things.
They do.
That's what you want to add?
What?
That's what you want to add? Was that her?
Yeah, it bothered me.
Okay.
I don't know why. It just bothered me.
All right.
Definitely.
There are so many questions and predictions and whatever, so I actually want us to jump into predictions because we have a lot to talk about, if that's cool.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I guess we didn't wait.
No, because I want to talk about Mingo, that's some predictions.
Here's what we saw in the promo for next week. I'm sorry to whoever's watching and is spoiled.
Brie.
Girl, that's your bad. or stop now and come back later. That is also an option.
Don't do it.
Okay. So everyone's in Mexico. Emmett shows up in Mexico.
Like, how does that happen?
Because his mother is running the program.
Oh.
Like, why is it so surprising?
But then if his mother is running the program, don't you think she would give him, like, a heads up or he would know and then he makes the choice to go because he knows she's going to be there?
I think he knows full well. I think she's surprised. So Bay is surprised that he's there. Daphne makes out with some guy. Hold on. And then Bay, it looks like she licks Travis and, like, kisses him. And then to Emma is like, wait, who's jealous now? And then Emmett punches Travis. Travis, of course, being Travis, punches Emmett. Whew, it looks like it's going to be a dramatic episode.
A lot of people in the chat are like, Bravis! Like, over and over and over and over and over.
Well, yeah, because romance is over.
And I don't know. I mean, they could end in them rolling around on the floor together. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Did you go homoerotic, or do you mean, like, just them rolling around? Like,
well, you know, because, like, punching each other, they'll roll. Never mind, guys.
Did you mean, like, they end up, like, making out, or?
Maybe. I mean, it could, yeah.
I'm going to be real honest, guys. I would support that.
Exactly! Okay, it's not going to happen, but I would support it.
I'm so distracted.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to say this is Aaliyah. I'm sorry if I got that name wrong. Do you guys think Emmett will bring Sky?
I don't think Sky is going to go, and because I don't think it will be networkingly helpful to her to go to Mexico to do this activity. Because they're going to help children in need get hearing aids.
Yes.
Who can't afford it. Which was really cute when Mingo, like, jokingly was like, that's why, that sounds stupid. And she was like, what? And he was like, I'm teasing you.
He's
that was really
being
cute.
Real cute, guys.
His sign has improved immensely.
Can I also, okay, with that, it's like, I know we've watched characters learn sign on the show, or their characters learn sign on the show, but the way he does his is so, like, slow and trying to understand that I actually pay attention to it more and feel like I was catching on to things. Yeah.
Yeah, I think his was much more, because everyone else, I feel like, had to learn it because they had to know it. And I think that his character is, like, slowly trying to learn, and him reading Melody signing so slowly and deliberately was beautiful.
Agreed.
And it's the first time we've seen her intentionally do that for the partner of somebody. Chat roll.
So, two things.
Yes.
AG Dollaholic said, how many people has Travis punched in this episode? Just curious.
I think you mean season, and I'm going to go with 3, 4?
He's a puncher.
And our favorite, and Boo69B said, shirts being ripped off, question mark?
Excellent question. Excellent. I was actually watching, my second time watching this episode, and when we see Mingo at the end, I literally shout at the TV, why is his shirt on? Yes.
Also from Boo69B. Hey, Boo. Do you think Bae should just stay single or just become a nun?
She may actually end up becoming a nun. I could so see her being just like,
nah,
you know, like dark brooding Bae and be like, yeah, I'm just going to be a nun.
I don't know if she'd be a nun, but I could totally see her deciding to be celibate because it's going to make the art better.
Yeah, something like that.
Something
I don't know.
Bull like that.
Okay. But this is what I've decided.
Okay.
About Mingo and Daphne and the makeouts in Mexico.
It doesn't count.
Not that.
Okay.
But I think that she is going to hear through the grapevine that Mingo may have cheated.
I was thinking the same thing.
And she does it.
And retaliation. Yeah. I think also, this is going to sound awful, Daphne doesn't seem capable at this time to be monogamous.
I completely agree.
And I think that this is just her being her. I mean, that's how her and Mingo started. Remember what Vimla told her? You just want to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
God, I miss Vimla.
I miss Vimla, too. Bring her back. Can we bring her back here if she's not coming back? Because I just really like her.
Rana was great. Okay. Emmett versus Travis. Do you think someone's going to win the fight? Or do you think it's going to get, you know, split up before any fun happens? I mean, you think they're going to get rolling around and making out.
I don't really think that. I mean, but I'm rooting for it. but I think it'll get split up before any fun happens. And then they're going to have, like, a bro-down moment. Mm. And then Emmett and Bae will have a conversation.
Do you think that Travis and Emmett will reunite as brothers by the end of the episode?
No, I think that Bae and Emmett will be on better terms by the end of the episode than Travis and Emmett.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I think.
I think, so this episode, Travis lied to Bae and said that Emmett and Sky are just friends.
That's going to be no bueno.
Do you think that's going, muy bien. Do you think that's going to be, that's going to become an issue next episode? Do you think that's going to be brought up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way that they're going to be around each other and it's not going to come out that, because Sky and Emmett seemed quite on an intense level, if you ask me.
Sure.
So there's no way that it won't come out, even if it's like something like Bae sees a text on his phone or something.
Yeah. I predict that Bae will be drunk when she licks Travis.
I want her to be sober. I want her to be so completely sober.
When she licks him?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think it looked like she licked him. I don't know if that's actually.
Gosh, I hope that's what she did.
I also hope that's what she did. She like kisses him and then like licks his neck or face or something.
Well, then, maybe if she's licking him, maybe she's taking a shot. Maybe she's taking, like doing the salt or whatever.
No, I get it. God, I miss the days of being stupid and drinking.
Me too.
I think someone in the chat said that there was a lime or something between their mouths or something like that. I don't know if that's actually true.
Someone was paying much more attention than I was.
No,
that's great. I mean, they are in Mexico. They are legally all able to drink there.
That's why didn't I do anything fun like that before? I was like,
but they is going for like
community
service.
Does not make sense but to me. Also, but whatever.
Wait, people do that.
I know. I guess they're young and they're gonna like sneak off and do their own thing and have evenings off.
People went and like rebuilt homes in New Orleans.
Well, I know that that's possible, but I'm like...
That's not something you did, because you're a terrible person.
Stop it. I'm like, how is they're choosing to not go on the fun spring break trip, and somehow they're going to be wasted in Mexico.
Well, obviously. But
I'm like, what has that...
Okay. Remember, Bay is also going, because she has the interview with the Frida program.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay.
Any other predictions? Any final thoughts from the chat roll before we call it a day?
A lot of people are just talking about... Let's see. Oh, Aaliyah said, do you guys think that Travis should have told the truth? And also, you guys didn't answer Rebecca's question about do you think Bae's gonna...
What was Bae's going to...
Was it cheat, I think was what it was? Yeah.
Bae's gonna cheat?
Wait, hold on.
No, it was Daphne's
gonna cheat. Daphne's gonna cheat.
So I think we're shown that Daphne cheats. That's why we didn't answer it, is because it's shown in the preview that she makes out with some guy who goes, oh, you...
Yeah, right here. It says, guys, do you think that Daphne would actually cheat on Mingo? Like,
yes.
Yeah. Like, sleep with a random dude.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
I do. I think Mingo's going to be the one that we feel sorry for at the end of this relationship.
I mean, especially if he's shirtless.
Well, yeah. Please, if we're going to do, like, a breakup, let it be with his shirt off.
Yeah. Yes.
It was Boo69Bees who said who saw the lime. And that she took a shot at tequila.
Boo69.
Yep. Boo, stop looking between their mouths.
There you go.
Yeah, and then there was the other question about Bae at the end that you just asked us. I'm paying attention, guys. There's a lot
going on here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going
to lose my questions here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you guys think Travis should have told the truth? Do we think that Travis should have told the truth?
Yeah. You do?
Yes.
I think he was trying to spare her feelings. I think it would have just put her in a worse mood.
I don't care. Let her deal with it now so she doesn't have to deal with it later and then have to deal with the omission pain as well.
I think what could have happened was Travis could have changed subject and be like, no, he's being a jerk to me. Like, because that's what happened, is that he was a jerk to him. And if I were Travis and I didn't want to answer the question, I would change topic and be like, well, here's what happened. He was rude to me. He wears a douche beanie. He's all into his networking and whatever. He's changed and I don't like him.
And then just be like, and Sky's not good for him.
Yeah, because that's like a different... It doesn't answer the question, but it's not an omission. It's not a lie.
Yeah.
It's changing topics. Yes.
Everybody is giving a lot of mind-blowing happening in the chat. Blue69B said, I think Bae has a problem with drinking. She inherited that from Regina.
Right.
Yikes.
Regina's addiction.
Oh, my God. I always forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we remembered last
week. That's going to be a thing at some point, isn't it? Probably.
I feel like we were set up for it early on. Right? Like, it was earlier.
Like, there was a little bit, yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe she'll start drinking, and then someone will be like, remember what happened last time, and be a jerk about the assault with Tank.
And then that's going to spiral her even
more
dark drinking.
Right, yes.
Well, from Christina Oates. Wait, I hope I said that correctly.
Sure.
Will Travis and Bae get together? Question mark.
No, it's going to be a make out to... She literally says, who's jealous now? I really don't think that the Travis and Bae thing is a thing.
Oh, no, not at all.
They're good friends. And after last week when he was... No, the week before. Whenever he revealed what happened to him... I think that has put them in this amazing friendship support system. They're BFFs, and that's great.
Yeah. And who wouldn't lick their friend's neck to, like, get back at their ex-boyfriend?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is that not reasonable?
Nobody else would do that?
Or is it just us?
I think it's just us.
Yeah. The voice of chat would do it.
Her hand is raised.
Yeah, guys.
She ain't no saint over there.
The entire audience we have in here, they're also agreeing. So it's not just us.
Yeah.
We're not freaks.
See?
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Stop.
All right, calm down. We need to finish the show. Awesome.
Oh, snaps. Everybody, or three people in the chat are like, oh, we love the beanie on Emmett. He looked great.
Stop
and
it.
Hot and this
no,
and that.
No,
oh,
stop it.
I can literally kill
Amy
Sanders.
No.
Boo69B.
Boom.
And there's another person I can't find it. Oh, Brooklyn Martin.
Brooklyn, we don't know you yet.
Tickled Tea Lady.
Whoa.
Man, they're just
what
lying
is happening?
It now, guys.
Calm down. Guys, the douche beanie was the symbolism of I'm Emmett now. I'm a douche.
Yes.
And once he removes it, he goes back to, guys, remember me. I'm Emmett. I'm one half of Bemmett. I am the love.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the symbolism of the douche beanie.
What she said.
Thank you. On that note, guys, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's a short show, but really the episode was meh. Thank you so much for joining us. Voice of the chat, why don't you tell people where they can find you on Twitter?
You can find me all over social media as atorres890. Guys, I'm doing a Q&A video coming up soon. I would love for the Switch to Birth fans to come ask me just random questions. Ooh, why not? So you can find me at youtube.com/atorres890. So you can finally see my face.
Yes. Face. Hannah, where can they find you?
Y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at thehotshotdude. And yes, I just ran my chair into the table.
And if you want to follow me online, I'm available at yell.tv. That's yael.tv. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. We'll be back here next week, 5 p.m., same time, same place. You know where to find us. And
spring break.
Other shows of mine are coming back this fall. SVU is coming back. Finding Carter is coming back. Heck yeah. And Grimm, Doctor Who, a whole bunch of other shows. Hannah's gonna hurt herself some more. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.